Late Olufemilayo Ransom-Kuti was born in 1900 in Abeokuta, Nigeria, to a seamstress and a small planter whose father had been an emancipated, baptized slave returning from Sierra Leone. She received a Western education to secondary school before pursuing further education in England from 1919 to 1923. There, she discovered socialism and anti-colonialism. Femilayo Ransom-Kuti, also known as Femilayo Anikulapo-Kuti, was a teacher, political campaigner, women rights activist, and a traditional aristocrat. She was also the mother of the legendary musician Fela Anikulapo-Kuti and grandmother to Femi Kuti, who followed his father's footsteps to become a famous musician. She is also the first woman to drive a car in Nigeria. Femilayo was widely recognized as one of the most prominent leaders of her generation, who fought for equal rights of women in Nigeria and paved the way for successful and independent women today. She was also a very powerful force advocating for Nigerian women's rights to vote and was described in 1947 by the West African pilot as the Lioness of Lishabi for her leadership of the women of the Egba people on a campaign against arbitrary taxation, which led to the abdication of the High King Oba Ademola II in 1949. Ransom-Kuti's political activism led to her membership in the National Council of Nigeria and the Cameroons, NCNC. NCNC was where she was the only woman to hold an executive position. She was also the only woman to join Nigerian delegation to London in 1947 to lodge a formal protest with the Secretary of State for the Colonies. During this visit, she informed British Union and the Crown of what was happening in Abeokuta. She became a well-known figure of the British press and public, had articles published in the Daily Worker, and was invited by the Mayor of Manchester to speak on the condition of women in our country. Increasingly famous for representing women's interests, Ransom-Kuti was honored with a doctorate degree, the Order of the Niger, and the Linen Peace Prize. In February 1978, Femilayo Ransom-Kuti was thrown out of a window by Nigerian soldiers that raided the home of her son, renowned Afrobeat musician and activist Fela Anikulapo-Kuti, which led to her death in April that year.